It is time to talk theater and find out what professional theater companies around the state are offering. David Kiley of Encore Michigan, last time we ran through who's doing their versions of Dickens' A Christmas Carol. This time, though, you want to talk about a relatively new holiday story.
Yes, but it's one that's going to feel very familiar to people. It's called Miss Bennett, Christmas at Pemberley, and it's playing through December 14th at Open Book Theater in Trenton. It is by the very prolific playwright Laura Gunderson, whose work's been getting a lot of attention here in Michigan from theaters. It will be familiar because Gunderson and her co-author Margot Melkin takes the characters from Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, and they create kind of a Christmas sequel. The casting of the play by director Sarah Hawkins, top-notch. I saw it this past weekend. She pulls together some of the best actors in the state, frankly, to carry off this period piece. So here's how the story goes for people who are familiar with the Pride and Prejudice story, which I hope is everybody. Mary Bennett, who's played by Annie Dilworth, is kind of a lesser character in Pride and Prejudice, but here she's the protagonist. She's bookish and nerdy. She doesn't think she'll find love. But then enters Arthur Dubourg, played very ably by Dan Johnson. And the story is really about whether these two are going to get together for real. They're so incredibly well matched, but there are barriers. He feels he has a duty to another woman. Mary and he write to one another about how they feel, but the letters wind up in the wrong hands. So there's almost a farcical confusion. But here's the thing about this show. It's very fraught for a playwright, I think, to take the characters of a piece that is so much in the fabric of English literature.
Jane Austen.
Jane Austen.
Yeah.
And she takes up where Jane Austen, you know, left these characters, which includes the Darcys and the Bingleys from the original novel. It is not for a self-conscious writer to do. These playwrights do a really good job of rooting the language in the appropriate time and echoing the voices and style of Jane Austen. In short, I got to tell you, if you are a Jane Austen fan and wish she had written more, you're going to like this play.
Very good. All right. So that's at the Open Book Theater in Trenton, Miss Bennett Christmas at Pemberley. And now let's truck over to Woodward Avenue in Midtown Detroit to the Detroit Public Theater.
Right. They have a one-actor show going right now. It's titled Temples of Lung and Air. This is a work by and performed by Kane Smigo, and it deals with race as seen through his eyes as a white kid growing up in the South with a black father figure in his life and a passion for hip-hop. So the play is told as a series of memories, kind of relived on stage. He performs them, and he makes commentary about some of the decisions he's made in the moment over the years regarding racial identity and his place in the world. I should say this is not a lecture. It's not a TED Talk. It's a one-actor play, and there's humor, drama, the gamut of emotions. It plays through December 8th at the Detroit Public Theater.
All right. Next up, Dexter and the Encore Musical Theater.
Yeah, they're doing another very familiar piece, Secret Garden. This is the musical play based, of course, on the Frances Hodgson Burnett novel from 1911, set in England. It's about a young girl named Mary who's been orphaned in a cholera outbreak that strikes colonial India in 1906. She's sent to the English countryside to live with an uncle who's been mourning his wife's death in childbirth for a decade. His grief so intense, he can barely look at his son Colin because of how much he resembles his mother. This is very Victorian and has a great storybook quality. It's a multi-layered story with lots of dark Gothic touches. Dark and gloomy manor, waltzing ghosts, a dour housekeeper, a stern headmistress.
I love it.
And a young girl without parents or prospects. And we can hear a little clip from the cast album.
Of one who's crying.
Well, you're right not to care. Your uncle certainly isn't going to trouble himself about you.
And the master hears the whispers on the stairways dark and still. And the spirits speak of secrets in the house upon the hill.
So how long is this running? And we got a good cast. You're really, it's a good production?
Yes. It's running at the Encore Musical Theater in Dexter through December 22nd. If this strikes your fancy, get your tickets because These shows in December, they sell very quickly.
Everybody's in the mood for these. And mm-hmm. we're going to wind up now in Kalamazoo at Farmer's Alley.
Yes, with a very Christmassy show. They're doing It's a Wonderful Life radio play. This, of course, is the radio rendition of the Christmas classic. And, you know, I'm not sure why it gets done this way as a radio play, but it's a good – because it came after the film. But it's a good idea because when it's done right, as it is done here, the production really puts you in something you and I can very much appreciate, which is a 1940s radio studio. And you have all the actors and the guy in the Foley board and with all the things he has to do to make the sound effects, like the door closing and the ice breaking and the wind blowing. So you're really
getting two shows because you're getting
yes.
the story of mm-hmm. George Bailey, but exactly. you're also getting the story of how great radio was made in the classic era.
It really is. I mean, and I the show that I'm doing in a couple weeks, we do it as a radio play. It does add a second dimension to the performance, I think. Anyway, and that play runs until December 22nd in Kalamazoo at Farmer's Alley.
Very good. Well, in fact, I'm going to say I know that Jimmy Stewart and a good amount of the main cast did a radio version. It might have been for the Lux Radio Theater, but I have heard that. They didn't get Lionel Barrymore back. Someone else did it. But it's fascinating
right?
to hear that.
I did not know that.
Yes.
So I'm going to look that. I'm going to try to find that on YouTube.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, as always, you will find details on these and all kinds of other productions by going to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley, as always, many, many thanks. And let us wrap by going back to 1946 and this memorable moment from the film with Jimmy Stewart as George Bailey.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, George!
Merry Christmas, movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old Billy alone!
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.